Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello and welcome to a Thursday live right here on the Early Line on Sports Grid, all across the Sports Grid network as well. That includes sportsgrid.com/watch. Find your favorite destination to consume everything all across the grid. He is DRS, that is Donnie Wrightside, and I am Ben Stevens. We are together for the next 3 hours live right here on the grid up until 11 a.m. Eastern time. The Major League Baseball postseason has a day off that few of us expected. But it is week number 5 of the National Football League. After the opening month, week 5 begins tonight in Landover, outside the nation's capital. A Thursday night football that will ask every football fan out there, new or old or indifferent, do you really love the game? Do you really love the sport? Because it's the Bears and the Commanders tonight in Washington. DRS, 3 hours together up until 11 a.m. Eastern. Let's have some fun, huh?
And we always love football, and also the prop bets that can accompany us tonight on a game that 100%. Might not be all that entertaining if you're looking just team-wise, but I think we get some points tonight, and I think we get some yards tonight, and that's good enough for me, Ben.
DRS, these two teams played on Thursday Night Football week number 6 last year in 2022. It was a 12-7 win for the Commanders. I think a lot of people are focusing on that game. The Bears, obviously the worst team in the National Football League, 0-4 winless this year, but I kind of agree with you. In the breakdown and the handicapping, I think it might be kind of fun and exciting, maybe in a bad way, but still fun and exciting. Now we focus on Major League Baseball. DRS, I find baseball a very funny sport. Here in October, you play 162 games in the regular season. To see the playoffs in your season is dictated in just 2 games. Either you advance to the division series around MLB, or your season comes to a close after simply 2 losses. We welcome in our Sports Grid Radio audience here. Hour number 1 of a Thursday on the Early Line, Sirius XM Channel 159. All of our radio terrestrial affiliates now in the fold. Because DRS, all 4 wild card series are done after 2 games. Some upsets that we did not expect. Some favorites cruising, including Red October, looking a lot like last year's Red October. The Philadelphia Phillies sweeping the Miami Marlins in 2 games in 1 of the 2 National League wild card series. 7-1, the victory last night. Bryson Stott hits Philadelphia's 2nd grand slam in Phil's playoff history. Donnie, as the Phils cruise to 2 easy victories over Miami.
Yeah, and coming into the playoffs, I thought this was the better matchup for the Philadelphia Phillies than the Arizona Diamondbacks. Now, granted, 2 different teams in 2 different series, but as we're going to talk about, the Arizona Diamondbacks knocked out the Milwaukee Brewers. But to the Philadelphia Phillies' point, we talk about slingshotting into the 2nd round, and just about every one of these teams did. Why? Because they're both hot, sweeping their series here. Philadelphia, Atlanta gets underway on Saturday, and so do the other 3 series along with them. Fantastic stuff. Cannot wait to watch it play out.
Divisional foes in the division series in the National League. Of course, it was Philly pulling off the upset last October to continue its run toward a pennant. And Donnie, you mentioned the matchup advantage. It was always going to be Philadelphia. Zach Wheeler and Aaron Nola combined for 13 2/3 in their two starts in this series. They gave up only one run. Nola last night shut out baseball over seven, only allowing three hits. Miami only mustering up five total hits offensively last night in game number two. That was expected. Philadelphia was a $2 favorite, minus 200 DRS, to win this series outright before the opening game. Milwaukee was the favorite before the opening game in their wild card series against the Arizona Diamondbacks. And after two games, it's done. But the D-backs pull off the sweep in Milwaukee. 5-2, the come-from-behind victory yesterday for Arizona. Two games DRS between the Brewers and the D-backs. Arizona down after the first three innings in each of them. They rally for a sweep and advance to the NLDS.
Yeah, what do you want to have in a playoff series? Good pitchers on the mound and a lead with those good pitchers, which is what you had twice in a row here for Milwaukee, and it turns out that was a disaster for them. Who could have saw that coming? One of the teams that we worried about heading into the postseason because they had very good frontline pitching but not enough offense maybe to carry them through, and it played out exactly the same way there. You didn't get enough hits, and by the way, the pitching broke down as well. Whether or not you had Woodruff or not, it didn't matter. They lost 0-2 at home. You can't do that in the playoffs, but the Arizona Diamondbacks moving forward here when most of us thought it was going to be the Brewers.
Another divisional series in the division series. The Diamondbacks and the Dodgers, two teams hailing from the National League West. Now to the American League, where DRS at the Trop, the Rays were a favorite against the Rangers. But as we spelled out for people, Donnie, Texas, one of the streakiest teams in the second half of the Major League Baseball season. Some very high highs and some pretty low lows to even be playing in this wild card round, losing the lead in the American League West over the final weekend of the regular season, but Texas takes care of business with an 11-1 run differential in two games, 7-1 yesterday, and Nathan Eovaldi looked like his all-star self.
Yeah, he did. And by the way, fantastic performance by him. But also, what happened to the Rays, man? One of those teams that, again, was flying under the radar at the end of the season playing really good baseball, and the Rangers playing not so good baseball. And usually, when you have a downturn in your season that saw you a few days before the playoffs began, looking like you were riding high about to win your division, you collapse, your prize is to go on the road to play Tampa Bay. Now, this is why they say, Ben, many times, the playoffs are a new season. Apparently so for the Rangers. They're back in business.
Here's what happened to the Rays. Evan Carter happened to the Rays. The young 21-year-old rookie for Texas reaching base safely in his first six at-bats in his playoff career. DRS, Tampa has won 185 games, including 99 this year, the last two seasons, only to be bounced in the wild card round. And finally, DRS, we will all look back on yesterday in Minnesota and question what John Schneider, the manager of Toronto, did to pull Jose Berrios when he was moving through four innings against the Twins. But after losing 18 straight playoff games, the Minnesota Twins have now won two straight playoff games, winning their first postseason series, Donnie, since 2004, knocking off the Blue Jays yesterday.
Yeah, Sonny Gray was tremendous in that game, and they had great pitching performances game one and game two for the Minnesota Twins, and we're always going to second-guess the managers when there's a game with all hands on deck. Sometimes you just want to let it ride out. Were we in any trouble with Berrios on the mound yesterday? It didn't appear so, but it was the wrong move coming out because minutes later, Kikuchi comes into the game, gives up the lead, and there they go, a 2-0 win. And also, let's not absolve those Blue Jays bats here in this, you know, two games. We expected much, much more coming into the season from that offense. They didn't provide in the biggest moments, and this was a Blue Jays team that, quite frankly, was built for a run, but they couldn't get by the Twins here. Under the radar team again here in the Twins. Boy, they provided some excitement there in Minneapolis. They're moving on.
Some NFL news and notes quickly here. Breece Hall has his snap count removed by the New York Jets. That should be an upgrade for the rushing offense. And Jamal Adams on Monday night was upset on the sideline after coming back for his first game in more than a year and was ruled out with a concussion by the independent neurologist. The NFL is talking about disciplining him. Yeah, he had an outburst. That's what happens when you're concussed. Shut up, Roger Goodell. And James Harden back in Colorado, DRS. But for the Sixers, that's where training camp is for Philadelphia. The beard showing up for camp. Our reactions to October in MLB up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And just like that, the wild card round is done. 162 games in an MLB regular season for your postseason hopes to be decided potentially in a best of three. Or in this case, all four wild card series, Donnie right side, coming to a close in just two games. Two favorites moving on, but two underdogs pulling the sweep in the wild card series to advance to the DSs around Major League Baseball. So let's look back on the opening round of October here, Donnie, as we go back to the wild card series. Yesterday in the Trop, the Rays nearly a dollar and a half favorite to even the series at one game all and force a game number three. A hefty favorite in game number one as well, Donnie, but for some reason they couldn't handle Texas. The Rangers winning their second straight over the Rays. The Rangers actually won 6 of 8 against Tampa throughout the course of this year. 7-1, a decisive victory with Nathan Eovaldi looking like his former self and that Rangers offense finding its groove, Donnie, early in October.
Yeah, and Tampa never found its groove there on the diamond, particularly 1-9, just not good enough yesterday. And also, as we broke down these pitchers coming into it, Eflin was the better pitcher, XFIP-wise here, and also ERA-wise. We were looking at this going, boy, whatever we get out of Eovaldi, that can be positive from a Rangers perspective, they would take. He was fantastic yesterday. 6 2/3 innings, 1 earned run, 8 Ks, and no walks here. And that lineup that we talk about so many times, which we figure is going to have to out-hit their opponent, each and every starter in that lineup actually recorded a hit yesterday, which included two there by Corey Seager and also a late RBI to sort of tack on at the end of that ball game. Just not good enough for the Rays from their team approach and their fan approach with a half-empty building, it looked like yesterday, for a pivotal playoff game down in Tampa. Bad all the way around for the Rays. I used to say they're built for the playoffs. Apparently, they weren't built for this playoff run.
Donnie, think about this year for Tampa Bay, a historic start, the third ever team in the incredibly long history of Major League Baseball to start a season a perfect 13-0. For that to be the start of the year, for the end of the year to come in just two games in your own home ballpark in a wild card series with it half full and the question being attendance for this team that finished with the second best record in the American League and 99 wins. What a drastic disparity for Tampa this year. The Rangers DRS, as streaky of a team as you will find over the second half of this MLB season, they're streaking right now two straight games into the American League Division Series. They will take on the Baltimore Orioles. But DRS, we got to give some credit to Nathan Eovaldi, a guy we broke down yesterday who was an all-star in the first half of this MLB season, made one start following the all-star game against these Rays, where he pitched about six innings and shut Tampa out. He was 11-3 with a 2.69 ERA at that point in the middle of July. Then was on the sideline on the IR until early September. He made six starts in the month of September, gave up a total of 21 earned runs, and had a 9.30 ERA. So for the performance yesterday, DRS, 6 2/3, only allowing six hits, just one earned run and striking out eight. Credit to Eovaldi finding his groove. Both of those starting pitchers for Texas, Montgomery on Tuesday, Eovaldi yesterday, looking really good in this wild card series.
Yeah, who would have fooled them with Scherzer and DeGrom in the playoff postseason run? But that's how you get it done. We do expect to look, if Texas is going to score 7 runs a game here throughout the rest of the playoffs, they're going to win a lot of baseball games and probably a World Series. But as we know, that's going to slow down. Let's see in round number two if we can get those same sort of pitching performances out of the Texas Rangers that we just saw from the wild card series. If we do, Texas is going to be in it. But as I said before, it's just interesting how the playoffs start ending the regular season, and you get that fresh start here. And certainly Eovaldi used that. One of the worst pitchers in baseball in the month of September turned into Cy Young overnight. And they needed it, they got it, and they're moving on.
And And how about the 21-year-old rookie Evan Carter, a second-round draft pick back in 2020? They convinced him to go to Texas and not sign with Duke, where he was signed to play his college baseball. He hit safely, or reached base safely, I should say, DRS, in his first six postseason at-bats, including a two-run bomb yesterday for Texas. They scored seven runs in the fourth, fifth, and sixth innings to really keep pace for Tampa Bay. The Rays, DRS, again, 185 wins each of the last 2 years. The 2 years following, where Tampa was the number one overall seed in the American League, the two seasons prior, only to see the Rays get bounced in the wild card round in each of the past two seasons. So now it's Texas and Baltimore, the one versus the five. The O is the top team in the American League. They have home field advantage in Camden. This series, of course, starting on Saturday. And DRS, it's a dead heat. It's a pick 'em right now. So who do you like in the matchup to advance to the American League Championship Series?
Yeah, here we go. Disrespecting the Baltimore Orioles once again here. They're rested, ready. Their pitching rotation will be in order. And this is the one team that you could probably line up with the Baltimore Orioles and say, yeah, we'll go toe-to-toe with your pitching staff. And they do have a very, very good 1-9 to line up for us. We'll see how that closer situation turns out for the Baltimore Orioles. But I think there's a lot of disrespect here. The Orioles are one of the best teams in baseball here, and sitting and waiting and having home field advantage. And now we're going to say it's basically a pick 'em here. I'll go with the Baltimore Orioles on this one. It's enough disrespect on the O's here. They should be able to take care of business against an all of a sudden hot Rangers team.
Amen, DRS. Give me the Orioles straight up minus 110 in that series. I might sprinkle on a sweep as well. Baltimore has a better price in the American League pennant by 60 cents in front of the Rangers, and yet it's even for this divisional series. Something smells a little bit fishy to me. Give me Baltimore, and then give me some value to win the pennant as well. Elsewhere, DRS, we will dissect the decision for John Schneider, the manager for Toronto yesterday, pulling Jose Berrios early in the fourth inning of his start. He was grooving. He did offer up a walk, but DRS, really nothing that was any indication he was leaking oil out there on the bump. And then the Twins come in. Carlos Correa delivers in a spot, the reason you got him back after he was almost a Giant and a Met in the Minnesota Twins. After losing 18 consecutive playoff games, Donnie, have a new streak in October. Two straight playoff wins. Their first postseason victory since 2004.
Yeah, and also, you take a look at that, and sometimes you get overmanaged there in that all-hands-on-deck type situation. Yep. But typically, it's when your pitcher gets in trouble. But I understand what the analytics say. Hey, second time through the lineup, you don't want to get through a third time. Maybe that was coming up. You go to Kikuchi, you go from left-handed to right-handed, just to sort of shake things up. But that didn't work out in their favor. But also, the pitching really wasn't the issue here for the Blue Jays over the first two games, and the only two games. It was the players that are doing the damage in the batter's box. You can't have this. And yesterday, the two highest guys in the lineup for me, based on weighted on base percentage and ISO power numbers against right-handed pitching, were Belt and Guerrero. 0-for-4, 0-for-3. You can't have that there, which include a combined three strikeouts between the two, which actually all came from Belt. If your hitters don't show up, there's nothing your pitchers can do. Tell me before the game that Toronto's going to give up two runs, I would put them in the win column 9 out of 10 times. Yeah. Yesterday, that was the one that went the way for the Twins, because they were sensational on the mound all the way around.
DRS, only six runs scored in that entire series over two games. Minnesota winning the opener 3-1. Yesterday, the Blue Jays failed to record a run despite out-hitting Minnesota. A costly base running gaffe by Vladdy Jr. late in that baseball game, picked off at second by Sonny Gray when Toronto had runners on third and second. So DRS, the Astros await the winner of that series. They get the Minnesota Twins. It's the 2-3 matchup in the ALDS. Houston, a pretty hefty favorite, Donnie, at minus 150.
Yeah, they should be, but quite frankly, a lot of people are going to be betting the Astros, yes, but this is a Twins team again. From start to finish, everybody threw out the AL North or AL Central and said, you know what, this isn't a very good baseball division. Well, there is one good baseball team in there that has good pitching, a good bullpen, and a decent lineup. That's the Minnesota Twins, so buyer beware on the Astros, but still, I'm going with the Astros to advance here. I always thought they would, and we'll see where they end up.
Joe Ryan didn't pitch for Minnesota. We saw how good the bullpen was for the Twins as well. We will see Pablo Lopez and Sonny Gray certainly once more in this series. And Donnie, all four teams remaining in the American League, you see it right there, separated by just a dollar and a half. It is going to be a competitive run to the pennant in the AL. Is it the same story in the National League? We'll break it down up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to a Thursday Live right here on the Early Line on Sports Grid. So, the four teams remaining in the American League, the Orioles, the Astros, the Twins, and the Rangers. Then, there were just four in the National League as well. Both wild card series in the NL coming to a close after two games. One, incredibly expected. Red October looks like a hoot in Philadelphia. The Philadelphia Phillies knocking off the Marlins. The other one, DR, frankly unexpected, as Arizona goes on the road to Milwaukee and wins both games against the Brewers. There was some concern that Brandon Woodruff, who was not available for the wild card round, that could be the pivotal difference maker, DRS, between the D-backs and the Brew Crew. We didn't even get to a start that Woodruff would have made because it was Burns that got beat on Tuesday. And then it was Peralta yesterday getting beat by Zach Gallen. The Brew Crew DRS closes a minus 132 money line favorite. And much like Tuesday night, Milwaukee jumped out to an early lead. 3-0 after two on Tuesday. Two runs scored in the first. They held that advantage all the way up until the fifth inning, but the Diamondbacks rally in both occasions, DRS, and pull off the sweep in Wisconsin, beating the Brewers yesterday 5-2.
Yeah, you're not supposed to give up those leads at home, particularly have very good pitching on the mound. Even talking about it yesterday, Zach Gallen is a really good pitcher, but does struggle outside of Arizona. You take a look at Freddy Peralta on the mound, five innings pitched, four earned runs. That's not good enough, and specifically getting staked to a 2-0 lead in the first inning when all that momentum starts to shift and the doubt creeps in for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Can we even mount a comeback to try to win this baseball game? They score four runs in the sixth inning, one run in the fifth, and it was away. It was a done deal after that point here. So disappointing here because you're supposed to stake your good starters to a lead and that should be good enough, and it wasn't. And it wasn't like being like, hey, they got him one run in the first and never scored again. Well, they got two in the first and never scored again. But even if you would have told me yesterday, hey, without the rest of the game, what happens in this one? It's 2-0 after one. That's an automatic win for Milwaukee here. Credit Zach Gallen for hanging in there, not getting blown away, because he ends up going six full innings, only giving up those two earned runs here. Clutch hitting when you need it. That's exactly what Arizona got. But quite frankly, every time I saw the updates creep across the screen when I was watching the Phillies game the last two nights, I kept saying to myself, oh, there he goes, Milwaukee, another win there, no problem at all. And whenever they kept bumping back in, it's like, oh, getting closer, and finally overtaking them. A sweep by the Diamondbacks on the road against Milwaukee, I didn't see that one coming.
Me neither, DRS, because of how strong the pitching is for the Brewers. We knew there were going to be some offensive challenges. If Milwaukee got down in a game, they probably were going to have a difficult time coming back. But they got out in front in both of the games when Corbin Burns and Freddy Peralta were both still throwing gems, only to lose a little bit of it the second or third time through Arizona's lineup. Up 2-0. Yesterday, DRS, after scoring two runs in the first, after 3-0 up in the first game on Tuesday night. That is tailor-made for Milwaukee to hold things down. It just didn't happen to be the case for the Brewers here. The champions in the National League Central that won 92 games, closed out the divisional race with an 18-12 month of September to only have their season come to a close in just two nights at home in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And DRS, we broke down Zach Gallen's road versus home splits this year. Sensational in the desert, 12-3 with a 2.47 ERA. But on the road entering last night, just 5-6 with a 4.42 ERA. He gave up eight more home runs on the road, 15-7, and had 11 more walks away from Arizona, 29-18. But last night, despite that first inning, Zach Gallen was sensational. six innings of work, only allowing those two earned runs. And the good news for the D-backs as well, Donnie, because both Gallen and Merrill Kelly threw on the final weekend against Houston. The D-backs didn't have to expend Merrill Kelly in this wild card series. He'll be ready to go, you would think, probably game number one against the Los Angeles Dodgers, a divisional duel in the National League Divisional Series.
Yeah, and also Fott pitched very well in game number one, so you can't just say he's going to have all those jitters. You got to get out. He got those out already in a road start, which he might have to make against the Los Angeles Dodgers coming up shortly. But having said that, I'm impressed by the Diamondbacks. You know, 84-78 on the season, sneaking into the playoffs, and again, not playing their best baseball, even heading in just like we talked about the Rangers, but it is a fresh season. They played really well, and you were looking at, oh, look at this pitching mismatch here, just in game one alone, and then that's going to turn over to Peralta, and hopefully Gallen can get him a win to get in the game three. They didn't need any of that. They were the better ball club in the first two games. And how about coming back? Because that's also going to mean something. You're going to be down at times to the Dodgers, no doubt about it. But the fact of the matter is you can always look back and say, guys, we were on the road down multiple runs twice and still came back in those victories here. We can handle this.
The top of that lineup, DRS, the rookie of the year in the National League, Corbin Carroll, and Ketel Marte, the big reason they sparked those comebacks. Ketel Marte, a two RBI single in that sixth inning that allowed Arizona to take the lead, and then ultimately they never gave it back. And Corbin Carroll batting 571 in his first MLB postseason. So, a divisional rivalry in the NLDS. The Dodgers won 8 of 13 games, DRS, against Arizona throughout this season. But these two teams played 8 of their 13 divisional games in the first 2 weeks of the MLB campaign. And Arizona won a ton of them. LA won the final 5 against the D-backs later on in the summer. The Dodgers, DRS, a $2 favorite, minus 200 to win this series outright in advance of the NLCS.
Yeah, they should be. They're the better ball club here. And again, we're not in that sprint series. It's not a 3-game series. It will be longer in the NLDS, and that's certainly going to help out the better baseball teams. If they trip up in a certain game, that pressure won't be on. But the Dodgers are going to have home field advantage for a reason. They're the better ball club. They just have to show up against the Diamondbacks. But it is interesting where the Diamondbacks are. Yeah, you know what? We slingshot now into the second round with a quick 2-0 sweep. Who are the Dodgers? We could take them. That's the vibes.
Clayton Kershaw already listed as the game one starter for LA on Saturday. We would expect it to be Merrill Kelly for Arizona. We will wait and see. DRS, it's almost like deja vu in the National League. Into the division series, the Dodgers at home hosting an NL West foe. Last year it was San Diego. This year it's Arizona. And for a second consecutive October, we see Philadelphia facing off against Atlanta in the NLDS. The Phils rolling in red October, a 7-1 victory over the Marlins, an 11-2 run differential for the Phils over the Fish in the two games at the bank these past two nights. Donnie, the offense got going with Kyle Schwarber. They moved it on with Trey Turner, an RBI to score Schwarber, and then Bryson Stott capping off a big offensive night. A grand salami, the second only DRS in the history of Philadelphia postseason baseball. The Phils cruise to a 7-1 win over Miami.
And correct me if I'm wrong, back in 2008, I think Joe Blanton, a pitcher, hit a grand slam as their last one. I have to check on that, but I do believe of the context of that. But we take a look at this game, 7-1 Phillies. When you try to paint a picture for a ball club here, let's get a good home field advantage. Yeah, the Phillies have that. Let's throw our two aces out here and see if we can get good starts. They got unbelievable starts from Nola and Wheeler. And when you start to take a look at how do you win a World Series, typically in the past, like, oh, well, you have four good pitchers here because that's the way it was. Usually it's questionable who your third starter is going to be anyway. But if you're going to get dominant performances out of the guys you expect to get dominant performances, that's how you win baseball games here. It's no mix and match like, oh, Nola couldn't hold a lead. This is the perfect start for the Philadelphia Phillies to gas them up into a series with the Atlanta Braves that we remember last year happened again in the NLDS. The same circumstances, the Phillies getting hot at the right time, blasting through round number one and facing the Braves and clearing them out in round number two on their way to the championship series against the San Diego Padres. You can't have a better start. And if there's one team, I'm talking both leagues in the wild card round, that any Major League Baseball team goes, you know what? It would be nice to avoid this, it was the Atlanta Braves having to play the Philadelphia Phillies and saying to ourselves, my goodness, you have the number one seed here in your division, in the league, and also the best team in baseball, and now you're going to get the toughest matchup in round number two. So it's just the way it falls sometimes, but it is going to be a lot of fun to watch this play out in Atlanta on Saturday.
104 wins for the Braves this year to only see the team that knocked them out of the DS last year. Donnie, we made this point entering the postseason. The number two seed in both league probably had a better path because the Astros take on the Twins. I believe in Minnesota's pitching, but let's call a spade. The Twins don't have the best postseason pedigree, and the Dodgers get the D-backs. Now a team that, for the most part, over the last decade or so in the division, LA has handled. And Donnie, before we get into the series against Atlanta, again, a big hat tip to Aaron Nola and Zach Wheeler. Picture perfect for Philadelphia, Donnie. You said you couldn't draw a better picture, and you're not lying. 13 2/3 out of Wheeler and Nola in these two games against the Marlins. They allowed 8 combined hits and only 1 earned run. You want to get your aces. You want the front line of your staff to perform in the biggest stages, in the biggest spots in October. That was that for Wheeler and Nola, and got the run support Philadelphia needed, an 11-2 margin for the Phils in those two games. And Donnie, deja vu in the National League. The Phillies also last year in the wild card round swept the St. Louis Cardinals, needing only 2 games. Then they took on the Atlanta Braves in Atlanta. Philly won 3-1. They won it in 4 in the best of 5 against the Braves. They were the dominant side. Here we are once again, but Atlanta DRS, a -194 outright favorite this time around.
Yeah, and you're going to get Strider game number 1. We'll see who goes game number 1 for the Philadelphia Phillies, if it's like a Taijuan Walker, Ranger Suarez, or can they go right back to Zach Wheeler? And also, as I stated before, helps the Phillies out here. Typical in baseball, you're going to play a series, 3 games in a row, you know, then you travel. But then again, I understand that it's going to be like 2-1, 2-1 in the travel for them. Yeah. But having said that, Saturday, no game on Sunday. They were chosen to have the next game on Monday. That helps the Phillies here because they're the team that actually needs the rest, not the Braves now. We'll see how that one plays out.
Still a tier of 2 in the National League. The Braves, the favorites, plus 130. The Dodgers behind by only 70 cents at 2-1. The Phils plus 380. The Diamondbacks, 6-1. Now Thursday Night Football, a preview next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Week number 5 of the NFL season in 2023 begins tonight in Landover, Maryland. It's Thursday Night Football outside the nation's capital. The Commanders hosting the winless Chicago Bears. Washington, a 6-point favorite. The total of 44.5. And I'm going to change the narrative right here, right now. I'm not going to get mad at our production team, DRS, behind the scenes, John Shames, Joe Friso, or Matt Mullalem, or Jesse Metzger, or Steve Sadovoy for making that graphic. Thursday Night Flop. I agreed with it up until about 2 minutes ago. And then you know what, DRS? I'm going to change it around. I said TNF. This game between the Bears and the Commanders would test your fandom in football. Did you truly love this sport? Do you really enjoy NFL games? Because maybe the product you see on this Thursday night is not the best. Malarkey. I'm going back on my own words, Donnie. It is football. It is two teams that maybe aren't the best, but they're not great defensively, so we can see some points. I think this Thursday night football game is going to be fun. And frankly, Donnie, who am I? A fan of ugly Big Ten football where I get geeked up and overjoyed for an Iowa-Illinois 9-6 football game to try to slander this game? No, I'm all in. Thursday night football, baby. Let's go.
Remember all those days, Ben, you went to Coachella and, you know, you had the center stage, you have the side stage and like the background stage here. This game probably wasn't supposed to be on center stage on a Thursday night because we expected to actually have some baseball action and take a look at some of those elimination games. But as you rightfully so, you get your tickets, you go to center stage, and tonight it's going to be Chicago and Washington. What's not to like about it? Both offenses were cooking last week, and both defenses were thinking out there on the field. That is a perfect scenario for points because nobody's heading into this game going, hey, let me take a couple unders, and let me bet every rushing prop to the under. Not the case. Yeah. Just because you were forced to watch Giants football in prime time doesn't mean we can't get a good offensive performance on Thursday night football, which I think we will.
DRS, can I ask you something? When did you know you were going to make that Coachella joke? At what point of my rant about this Thursday night football game did you know the next words out of your mouth were center stage at Coachella?
Yeah, because basically we were pushing a game into the background. So I said, how could it equate to Ben? Let's go West Coast thinking here, Coachella, concerts. I was actually going to go Lollapalooza, yeah, but I wanted something more West Coast centric for you there. So there you go.
See, the interesting thing is, Jonathan Shames, my producer, thank you very much. The only thing is, DRS, Lollapalooza would have been more factually accurate. I've never been to Coachella, and I've been to Lollapalooza in Chicago. The more you know. Speaking of Chicago, the Bears, of course, one of the two remaining winless teams in the National Football League. 0-4 and only 1-3 against the number, DRS. Their lone cover coming last week, losing by 3 at home against Denver as a 3.5-point underdog. The Commanders have only been booked as a favorite one time this year. They were laying 7, close to this number, a full touchdown week number one against the supposed worst team in the National Football League entering 2023, the Arizona Cardinals. But as we know, the Cards have been much more competitive. Arizona 3-1 against the spread. They covered in that football game, only losing by 4. And Donnie, I think the reason, so let's call it out, that we expect this game to be ugly is because last year, around a similar portion of the schedule, this is week 5. Last year, it was week 6, the middle of October. Washington and Chicago faced off in an early short week Thursday night football game, and the Commanders won an absolute clunker and stinker 12-7. I think some of those memories of last year, DRS, may be influencing the way we think this year for the Bears and the Commanders.
Yeah, by the way, I think Carson Wentz was in that game, and Carson Wentz actually broke a bone in his throwing hand or finger in that game, and it was bad, but they pulled out the victory. But I do expect much different scenario this year. I like the way we're cooking here with Eric Bieniemy on offense. You saw it last week against a pretty good Eagles defense on the road. You took it to overtime, scored 31 points, and then we take a look at Chicago, who out of nowhere found a passing game for Justin Fields, and we take a look at both of these defenses. They're not that good, even in the passing game here. Pass yards per attempt for Chicago on defense, 8.4 yards for the Commanders, 7 yards here. It's not working out that well for him. I expect these offenses to open up. Now, granted, Ben, it's a Thursday night. These guys are banged up. Yeah. Maybe we don't have an extra couple days here to game plan for each individual team, but it's not as if we're game planning against a defense like the San Francisco 49ers. They're two bad defenses. Yeah. There's a lot of tape on how to expose these teams, and I expect both of these teams to throw the football tonight.
DRS, both of these defenses are bad. We expected the Bears to probably be bad. The worst scoring defense in the National Football League a year ago. No longer having a full-time defensive coordinator in Allen Williams. But Matt Eberflus is a defensive mind, just the worst in the sport. His Chicago team has lost 14 straight games, allowing 25 or more points per game. That is crazy. That is an NFL record. No team has allowed their opponent to score at least 25 points in a game 14 consecutive times, and yet Matt Eberflus, a defensive mind, has etched his name into the record book. Chicago giving up more than 34 points per game, the second worst scoring defense. Washington, who was thought of as not being a terrible defense when they won the division a few years ago, Donnie, one of the best 5 defenses in the National Football League, now giving up 30 points per game on average. Their opponents have scored at least 33 in the last 3 weeks. They're the 4th worst scoring defense in the National Football League. Can we say over despite it being a short week? And this is not a Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen shootout to the over, but maybe because both defenses stink so much, we just see some points. And Donnie, we said it. The Bears have allowed their opponents to score 25 points at bare minimum in 14 straight games, allowing their opponents to average about 34 points per game this year. Speaking of banged up, that's what the Bears are entering this football game. Chicago's secondary tonight will be without starting defensive backs. Eddie Jackson, one of the best safeties in the league. Jalen Johnson, Kyler Gordon, and maybe their other safety, Jaquan Brisker. That is not good for Chicago. It could be very good for Sam Howell and Washington's offense. DRS, that's how I know the odds makers are really tuned in. Sam Howell this year is averaging just a tick above 240 passing yards per game in the first 4 for the Commanders. What is his prop tonight on Thursday Night Football? 239.5.
Yeah, exactly, and I think he's going to be able to get that total. I also place, I don't want to put any spoilers in because we're going to hit this game second. Same game parlay, no sweating on the FanDuel Sportsbook. Yeah, I'm invested. Profit boost of 50% in this game. Yes, woo! I'm absolutely invested. And by the way, the strategy I've been using on these profit boosts here, particularly on these individual games, and I'm not talking about the three-leg parlays that you need the profit boost. Just singular, I don't mind taking a high-juice wager and buying that juice down a little bit here to make it make sense. And I got a couple plays that make it make sense tonight. So many people looking into this game. How could you put these two teams on? If you know, as I said, if you don't have great defenses, which we don't tonight, 70 degrees at kickoff, light winds and no rain, we should get some offensive scoring tonight. I'm particularly looking at Sam Howell for that point. I think we might get a touchdown or two through the air from Justin Fields, but also I'm looking at another thing like Terry McLaurin. He should eat tonight as well. Everything is going to wind up into a profitable night from my angles here, I think.
Find your fun, DRS, right? Even in an ugly game, there are profits to be out there, and we don't think it's going to be ugly anymore. It's not like you're betting under on Justin Fields and under on Sam Howell and under on Brian Robinson Jr. and under on Juice Herbert. Don't do that. Have some fun on this Thursday night. Sam Howell, DRS, has been a little bit of a mixed bag this year at the quarterback spot for Eric Bieniemy and that Washington offense. Despite beating Arizona, I think it's fair to say, Donnie, the two best performances out of the Commanders, that week two come from behind effort against Denver and last week against Philadelphia, taking the Birds in Philly to overtime in a game that were an 8.5-point underdog. Sam Howell in those two games, 290 passing yards against the Broncos, 299 a weekend ago against Philly. He only had a .170 against Buffalo and .202 against Arizona. It's why you find that average around .240, but a top end and a low floor as well. And again, the injuries to the Chicago secondary, something to be noted. Donnie, I don't know when we're going to get the gist of this, but stop disrespecting Justin Fields at least in his passing yards prop. A .89.5, 189.5 passing yards is the number for Justin Fields. Donnie, we talked about the week six Thursday night football game between these two clubs a year ago. It was atrocious. It was 12-7. You know what Justin Fields did in that game? He threw for 190, still was over this ridiculously low prop of 189.5.
Yeah, exactly. And I guess it's mostly that you watch not a primetime game, but a middle of the afternoon game between Kansas City and Chicago. He throws for 99 yards. They looked embarrassing, but what a turnaround performance. Last week, 4 touchdown passes, 335 yards in an 8% completion rate. Now, Denver doesn't have a very good defense. Kansas City's defense has been playing well, but also if we're trying to line this up, I just told you, like, Washington's defense isn't that good. You should be able to move the football. And also another precursor, every game this season, at least one touchdown pass out of Justin Fields. So there's another little hint on where I'm going with some production here out of Justin Fields. Yeah. And also rushing props tonight. What do most people look at and say, okay, Sam Howell on one side, Justin Fields on the other. I do have a quarterback's rushing prop tonight, but I'm not going to go with the guy you think that most people would go with tonight on a quarterback rushing prop with Justin Fields in the ballgame.
He had 88 rushing yards against Washington last year, but this year not running it nearly as frequently. Only 4 carries for 25 yards a Sunday ago against Denver. Only 134 rushing yards through the first 4 games this year. Only a single rushing score. So I understand, DRS, the game against Kansas City was abysmal for Justin Fields and Chicago at large. It was a wild week in the Windy City leading up to that game against the Chiefs. But week number one against the Packers, 216 passing yards, a touchdown. The week after against Tampa, 211 passing yards and a touchdown. Even threw for a score against Kansas City. His pass TD prop tonight is a half. He threw for 4 last week against Denver. And his first 300 passing yard game in his National Football League career, 335. He finished at 28 of 35 completions and attempts, but he was 23 of 24 entering the fourth and final quarter. So Donnie, when we look at these two teams, again, not much was expected out of either. The Commanders win total now 7.5. It was a 6.5 number before the year, so they're a little bit better than we anticipated. The Bears, 7.5 down to 4.5. The Chicago team has lost 14 straight games. Donnie, it seems as of right now, Chicago is on track to be the worst team in the National Football League in 2023. Is there any chance, Donnie, as we're trying to build up the hope for this game, that Chicago is able to go on the road as a 6-point dog and pick up their first outright win of the year?
No, I don't think that's going to be the case, Nick, because I do think Washington's a better team. They're at home on a Thursday night. And also, as you talk about those win totals here, maybe Washington gets a little bit of a boost because of how bad the Giants are. Maybe they steal an extra game we didn't think they could. And maybe just being a winning record team after a couple weeks, they're going to look for their prognosis. Hey, guys, maybe we can make the playoffs. But every loss that mounts early in the season for the Chicago Bears sends that flag up the pole with the, you know, the white flag blowing around going, you know what? It's probably in our best interest to let's just see if Justin Fields can play well, but hopefully hope we lose football games to get as many good draft picks or draft status as we can at the end of the year. That's what starts to creep in. So I'm not looking any way, shape, or form at a Chicago Bears win total to the over, because we know how this works in the NFL. You can say you're not tanking, but are you really not going to tank at that point? Chicago will tank soon.
Listen, changes need to come to Halas Hall in a big way. I think Matt Eberflus should have been fired on Sunday, not even making the trip home from Soldier Field, sent him back to Indianapolis. I believe in Justin Fields as a talent. I believe in the props being ridiculously low and rude to Justin Fields, and I will take the over as long as they are under 200. I'm not sure Fields is the face of the franchise for the Bears. Maybe just a parting of ways is needed. But Donnie, the good thing for Chicago, Caleb Williams might be on the way. He's a minus 500 favorite to be the number one overall pick. The Bears have the worst record, and they also have the Panthers pick because of the trade between 1 and 9 last year. The Panthers, the only other winless team. The Bears might have the first two picks in the 2024 NFL draft. More next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We round out this opening hour of three live right here on this Thursday on the early line on Sports Grid. He is Donnie Wrightside. I am Ben Stevens. DRS, the Philadelphia 76ers, not having training camp in the greater Philly area, but flew all the way out to the Rocky Mountain State. They're practicing currently at Colorado State's facilities out there in Colorado. They had to get permission, I guess, as the story goes, from the defending NBA champions, the Denver Nuggets. It has inspired this Philadelphia core. It has also inspired James Harden to show up at training camp. Donnie, as we had the report yesterday, the Beard was going to show up to camp and make it a ruckus, make it a scene, make it as chaotic as possible. But the photos the Sixers shared out yesterday just have James Harden playing basketball in a scrimmage alongside his teammates. What do you make of it, Donnie? Has the water cooled off a little bit in Philadelphia?
Yeah, how about that? Comes in, looks like he's in shape. It's not that fat suit James Harden that we might have saw him with the Nets, and you just got to get me out of town here. Looks like he's ready to play. But also, did the Sixers do this on purpose? Because, you know, if you say we're going to go to Philadelphia, Los Angeles, San Antonio, or Houston just to have some extra practice here to get away, there's a lot of good clubs in those towns here. I don't know what Colorado Springs is popping at this time of year, so maybe it is all about basketball, but it's kind of interesting that we heard a ruckus was on the way, and we haven't gotten that. So I don't know where we go from this for the Philadelphia 76ers, to be honest.
The Sixers right now, 10-1 to win the Eastern Conference, the fourth best price. Of course, Nick Nurse is now the head coach for Philly. Doc Rivers out, because each of the last 3 years under Doc Rivers, they couldn't get past the second round of the Eastern Conference playoffs. Of course, Philadelphia hasn't played for an Eastern Conference title since the early 2000s when Allen Iverson was there. They're favored to make the playoffs, a minus 1,200 price DRS for the 76ers, but that's not what is in question for JoJo and Philly. It's getting beyond the first or second round. Hour number two starts in 55 seconds.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch, Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.